Welcome to Osteocast, where we talk about all things osteopathy, functional anatomy, and movement with your hosts, myself, Sarah,
Colby,
and Amanda. Please note that this podcast is not medical advice and is for educational purposes only. Please seek advice from your primary care physician when necessary. Here's today's episode.
So today we are going to talk about a question we get all the time, and really the landscape of this has changed a bit since COVID, but it's, should you be treated while you're sick or while you're not feeling well? So I'll start right off the bat and talk about it, is that osteopathy is really about getting your body as a whole to function better. And we do a lot of work with drainage and getting fluids to move properly and essentially trying to get all of the things of the body moving as it should, which also will help get rid of waste product and essentially help fight off any sort of sickness you have. So if you are feeling a little bit under the weather, osteopathic treatment is certainly something that can help out your sickness. But obviously, you also have to consider having someone sick in the clinic and or as a practitioner being sick, and you need to be smart and stay safe so that you're not getting everyone else in the clinic sick. But what do you guys think about it in your clinical standpoint, and then why are some of the reasons?
I definitely think there's massive benefits to being treated when you're under the weather. But again, that landscape has changed so drastically in the last, you know, few years. But with that respect, if you are a person who has received quite a fair bit of osteopathic treatment and you're doing well, when you get sick, your body really should deal with that fairly well. And there might not be the immediate necessity to like be in the clinic as soon as you're sick. That might wait, you know, a few days before that happens. Whereas if you're the type of person who maybe hasn't received a lot of care recently, or you've been a patient that's been dismissed and you're kind of getting those reoccurring sicknesses, that's definitely a time when you would want to check in with your practitioner, but you also want to reach out and be very open and honest with how you're feeling and when symptoms started and that kind of thing. Because again, that practitioner is responsible for managing not only their caseload within the clinic, but also themselves, and their comfort level within practitioners might be very different in terms of when they see you and how they see you, and their protocols within their clinic might be different. So important to know.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Amanda. Just calling the practitioner, open conversation. You know, they'll let you know if you can come in or if they'll move you to the end of their day, or if they'd prefer you wait a couple days and just see how symptoms progress. It's also important to check in to see if it's even safe for you to come into the clinic. So what kind of symptoms have you had? What have you been going through? Is medical intervention needed? Depending how you are presenting, and your practitioner can help you figure that out as well. Whether they would like you to see a medical professional or not. Regarding, I think treatment's really helpful for anybody who's perhaps trying to fight off a cold or some type of sickness, or who is sick. But that being said, it would come into a conversation of dosing, which we're going to talk further on a different episode. But just being really careful that you're focusing on opening up drainage pathways and not necessarily making any big changes for the body, because it would be a lot of change for that body to integrate if their already health bank account's already quite depleted, in the sense of they're not at their top health to take on those mechanical changes.
Yeah, so I think it's important to note, historically, osteopathy started specifically treating sickness, not just mechanical issues. It was really founded in treating people who were having serious health problems, from bowel issues to breathing problems to other variations of sickness, and really used as a way of helping people's overall health, and mostly acute in those scenarios. So I think it's really important to remember that that's a really valuable tool of dealing with people when they're sick. You do have to, as a practitioner, understand, as we've kind of already stated, working within your scope. And when people are sick, you don't want them to be in the clinic or being aware of the times of the day and other things. But I think it's really important to note that osteopathic care and helping circulation and drainage and other things can go a really long way in supporting a body when it's having trouble. And ideally, as Amanda was saying, if you've had osteopathic treatment and your body's in good working order, it should deal with it on its own in a timely manner. And being sick for a couple of days when you are sick is completely normal, because your body has to fight off whatever it's dealing with, whatever sort of virus or sickness or bacteria it's dealing with. It has to deal with that appropriately, whether it fights off a virus or whether it's trying to rehydrate itself. But the body has to go through the process and deal with it. But osteopathic treatment absolutely can be supportive of such if the body's having trouble dealing with it. So I would say it has to be along the guidelines, as Amanda and Sarah said, with paying attention to the symptoms and being careful, because you don't want any sort of spread of sickness. But absolutely, it can be helpful and hugely beneficial for someone who's struggling with sickness, or they need their body just a little bit of a boost or kickstart to help with drainage and circulation and other things.
And we talk about treatment of people who are sick. From an osteopathic perspective, as Sarah kind of mentioned, we're not looking to fix any major issues, but we're also maybe taking more of a more global approach in how our, you know, big movements working, and how are the ribs moving, and, you know, can the shoulders roll back, and is there movement of the clavicle on the upper rib cage? Because you do want to make sure that those pathways are open in terms of drainage, but yeah, there's maybe not so much of a focal perspective of treatment, and you're not trying to correct this, you know, a lesion pattern that you've maybe seen from this patient as you've progressed through treatment with them. You're trying to make sure that you're supportive, like Colby said, in how their body's feeling, and you might need to calm one process down so that they can, you know, take some big deep breaths in without actually getting like a hitching in their breathing, or without being able to take that big deep breath in. So yeah, the focus of treatment definitely changes when you're treating someone who isn't feeling well.
And this is like acutely not feeling well, like it's a new thing, or they're just dealing with it. Because there will be patients that come in that you might not use the term sick or unwell with, but their bodies aren't working at 100% capacity, which gives them kind of an underlying, in quotation marks, sickness all the time, where they constantly have a runny nose, or they constantly have trouble breathing, or they constantly are having exaggerated allergies and things like such, where it's a little bit more chronic in nature, where it really relates back to normal osteopathic care, treating the patient as a whole and working towards getting them to be healthier, which includes everything we've talked about many, many times, but going through all of those systems for movement patterns and breathing and digestion and circulation and getting that to get better. Because there is the difference between the I'm sick right now, acutely sick with a viral thing like a cold, versus having a long-term unwellness or decreased immune system that is having trouble dealing with day-to-day things in day-to-day life.
And you'll also notice that when they're in that really acute state, not only will the tissue texture start to change, but their response to your treatment will start to change. So if this is a patient that you have treated in the past or you have some experience with, it's really important to pay attention to what your hands are doing and how everything is feeling, because it could be drastically different in this scenario. And things that, you know, you might expect might just feel a little bit different or might not work with that patient. So you have to be really open to reading and responding to what the tissues on the table in that moment are telling you. Do either of you have like a clinical case that you can talk about in terms of a recent sickness or someone you've seen, to expand on this a little bit?
Yeah. Well, one thing I'll touch on this, it's just kind of with the state of the world right now, is the opinion on whether you get treated when you're sick or not has really changed since we've had the global pandemic, because now the world's really changed where if you have any sort of sickness or feeling unwell, that you stay home and you don't go out. So it's certainly changed the amount of patients that we're seeing in clinic with simple sicknesses and things that could be helpful. I know it has for me anyways. I know I have some patients and stuff that are comfortable being treated, but there's a lot who will just stay home until they feel well, which I totally respect and understand, but it does change the frequency of seeing patients when they're feeling like acutely unwell. And then to speak to a certain case, this time of the year, I find there's quite a few people with basic colds as the temperature changes, and particularly here down in the Windsor area, it's quite humid and the air is quite wet and heavy. So we see a lot of people who have colds and congestion that act up because of that. And we also have major swings in temperature here. I'm sure it's like this elsewhere, but one day it can be 4 or 5 degrees Celsius and the next day minus 10. So we see a lot of like acute changes in temperature causing things like runny noses and stuff. So I certainly see a lot of patients that are in for treatment that aren't there necessarily for that, but they're there for other reasons, whether it's a hip, a neck, a shoulder, digestive issues, et cetera. But then the treatment has to change pace to help build their body back up because their body is not going to do a very good job of healing those other things as long as it's in that acute or newly sick or unwell phase.
The other thing I think is important to mention when you're treating someone who's really acute, whether that be runny nose, cough, congestion, you know, typical this type of season, winter season colds or sickness, is once as a practitioner, you open up those pathways of drainage, there's often drainage that takes place. And so patients can often feel like they're expressing more of those symptoms because your body is now trying to move that sickness through. So you might feel like you have some good coughs where you're starting to have a productive cough, or you might start to feel like, you know, my sinuses are draining, but I'm blowing my nose more, or have a little bit of a post-nasal drip, or the list goes on and on. But I think that's an important thing when you treat those type of patients, that you sort of have that discussion, and we want things to move. So we want your body to be able to move through that sickness and kind of deal with it. But that is also a part of dealing with that sickness. So it's when you're talking to patients about treatment, it's important that they have informed consent, and that's part of informed consent.
That's a hugely important thing to mention.
For managing expectations.
100%.
So, and then there's the other side of things as well, where perhaps a treatment or you dose your treatment a bit too strong for the patient, or they are already fighting off a cold or some type of sickness and haven't shared that information with you, or perhaps it's going around their house and they come for a treatment and it's a bit more than their body can handle. So they end up catching that cold they thought they had avoided, or they end up getting a little bit sick from treatment in the sense of a kind of cold symptoms that don't last long but do appear. And that also I feel like could tie into exactly what Amanda mentioned, was that sometimes the symptoms can become more pronounced as the body's trying to clear them. So it may not necessarily be that you got sick from treatment, but your body was already on the verge of being sick. So having all the drainage pathways opened allowed for that sickness to come through and for that drainage to happen. So your body's trying to clear what's present. Do you guys have any other thoughts on that?
Yeah, well, and just to like to go off of what Amanda was saying, sometimes patients feel like they're getting more sick or they've gotten sick after treatment, but it's just what Amanda was saying about the body doing some drainage and getting some waste products out after you've gone through that treatment process. It's not necessarily that they've gotten sick, but they're just clearing and draining, which is a productive thing, right?
Yeah.
And then exactly as you were saying, when it comes to some patients being overwhelmed with treatment, or if their body's already at the limits of its capabilities and they can't quite keep up, sometimes the treatment applied may be too much, whether it's too much dosage or too much of a specific kind of treatment, or in general, sometimes it's just too much for the body regardless of what's done in treatment. Sometimes the body can't quite handle it and it's too much, and then the system gets run down and it ends up getting some level of sickness because it can't quite keep up. So that does happen sometimes, and if it does, you kind of have to reflect and take a step back and see what else you can do to help them, or maybe implement some other things where it's, you know, healthy nutrition, good sleep, good water, but all the other basics to supporting your body so that it's healthy enough to at least be able to take on the treatment being provided.
And I think as a new practitioner, the conversations we're having now about understanding that stuff is really hard. I think that comes with time. It comes with practice. It comes with reading and responding to tissues appropriately. And so I think that's something that's learned with experience. And although we all work in clinics that have, you know, a supportive environment, but having those conversations with people and really digging into, okay, what did I do? How much was that? Self-reflection and review is really important as a new practitioner, because these are really the times when you learn those kinds of things.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you have any questions, please reach out to us on Facebook at Osteocast or on Instagram at Osteocast_. We'd love to interact and chat with you. Also, it would be great if you guys could leave us a review or rating, and will help us reach more and more people over time.